Six Fetties, right from Boston, calling you live and direct from PatricksPub.net. I made it. At long last, I'm here. In fact, I'm here having a drink with Mr. Larry Vader. That's V-E-D-E-R. Say hello, Larry.
It's Larry H. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R.
Hello. So we're having a drink, we're having a good time, and we're waiting for you to show up, possibly with Larry Fly. So just wanted to note this historical occasion that I finally made it to Patrick's Pub. Later.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 148 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 26th of August, 2008. And I don't know if you're going to be able to guess. Oh, fuck. I've already fucked it up. Well, you'll see in a minute. Never mind. Oh, Lord, y'all. I can't believe I can't fucking talk today for some reason. But anyway, today we're going to do a little something that we hadn't done in a long-ass time, and that is have an episode of The Gaze. Everyone, today the gays returns, and it couldn't get any gayer than with the resident historian of the BFO sitting side by side with the fat one himself. Y'all, it's Brian from Boston.
Big Buddy!
Oh, Lord.
I've made it. I'm here at last.
He is here.
Here in Chucktown.
And
I must say, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Y'all, he will lie to you. I mean, but now I will have to say this, and before I forget, Brian from Boston arrived with Giftettes, y'all, and you know, Big Fatty, you know, he loves a coupon.
And he loves a gift.
And he loves a Giftette. And y'all, there's a big old bottle of Tanqueray put right in front of me, and an Apple Snack store card,
exactly.
Which, you know, y'all...
We love a gift card.
What more could Big Fatty want? You know, maybe a ham, but I mean, you know, but...
that would have rotted
still,
by the time I got
that's
there.
Two of the three. You can't go wrong there.
I choose so, well, don't I?
You did choose well. Mm-hmm. And then last night we went to the Patrick's Pub.
.net.
Right,
.com.
On Patrick's Tub. Patrick's Tub. Patrick's Pub online.com. And there were beverages bought there.
Yes, I bought Big Fatty a few Tanqueray and tonics.
Right.
And I must say, he got a little slurry.
And you got a little hammered.
I got a little hammered.
Hammered. He got hammered at the Patrick's Pub.
And then we got in the car.
He made me park the car at Harvard Yard. Or something like that. I don't know. So, Brian, tell everyone why the hell you're here.
Well, okay, so I'm right on vacation right now. I started in Boston. I drove all the way from Boston to Niagara Falls, from there through Canada to Chicago, where I met Patrick of the PNS Explosion.
I believe he gives incredible head.
Oh, I was just kidding.
He doesn't give good head?
Well, no. He didn't give me head. He fucked me.
Oh!
But anyway... After that, I went to the middle of nowhere, Missouri, where I met a college friend, and then I went to Nashville, Tennessee, which was super cool.
Oh, then, did anything exciting happen in Nashville?
It was a Grand Ole Opry there.
Really? Uh-huh. All right. Well, and would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I happened to have some quality time with one of the musicians from the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very fun. And then I got to watch him play on live on national television.
Well, you got to watch him play live, and then you got to watch him play live on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Ew!
And then after that, I blew down to 540, is it? Or
I don't know.
I-26, and right in here to Chucktown. Where the minute I stepped out of the car, I thought, oh my freaking God, it's humid.
And y'all, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, God.
We could ask Miss West Stone from the Live It Up podcast if we were moist when you arrived. But anyway, so...
So here I am in the Fat Cave, and I must say it is palatial.
Palatial?
Palatial. Okay. It is very large.
Thank you.
Comfortable.
Oh, thank you.
I slept fabulously last night.
Well, now, were you in the sling when you slept last night?
No.
But you did visit the sling room.
I looked at it.
Okay.
I peeked my eye in and quickly closed the door. I did see the Enterprise plate collection.
Oh, the Star Trek right.
plate collection, which right. was very cool. I met Larry Vader. That's V-E-D-E-R.
Right.
Much taller in person than I expected.
And y'all, the first thing he said to Big Fatty when he got out of the car was...
Oh my God, you're so small!
Meaning short.
Yeah, he's right. a tiny little thing. He's a little munchkin.
Okay. And
and then we just took a tour of the coal mine, which was really cool.
Yes.
And you know, when I was listening to the Little Fatty cast, they kept talking about the coal mine this, and here we are at the coal mine, and I thought, oh, right, it's a coal mine. Right. They probably, like, work at a bank or something.
And
y'all,
sure
it's
enough,
an actual coal mine.
Right.
I didn't realize this is an honest-to-God coal mine here in Charleston, South Carolina.
Now, we do need to screen you for the black lung before you get
right.
out of town.
Right.
Before you get out of before you get out of town. So,
yeah, but man, wow, there were some delicious miners there, I got to tell you.
The miners are back, mm-hmm. and we are back in full swing here at the coal mine.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So
last night I was out at the Patrick's Pub with Larry on one side of me and Big Fatty on the other. And for those of you who are old-time listeners of the LFC, I got to tell you, like they were on the podcast, they are in real life. I felt like I was sitting at a live LFC show. They have the exact same chemistry in real life that they do on the show.
There,
did in the show.
There's no pretense. I mean, it's not something that's made up. It's just
mm-hmm. add a few beverages and it gets even better.
What you hear is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
add
I
a few beverages. Okay.
A lot of fun.
And so, how did you decide that you were going to do this Podcast-a-Palooza 2008?
Well, you know, I started listening to podcasts a couple of years ago when I was on a similar trip to this one. And I just really became turned on to all this podcasting business. It really changed my life in a significant way. Like,
oh, that's right. We were going to talk about how this all changed your life. Okay.
I used to listen to the radio like everyone else does. But having started listening to podcasts, it's totally different. You get a personal connection to the people who are doing shows. It's free. It's as entertaining, if not more, than commercial radio. And you can talk to the people who do the shows. Like, for example, you know, a lot of people listen to Howard Stern, but you can't call up Howard Stern. You can't go over and stay at his house kind of thing. So I became really enamored of a number of different podcasts like the LFC, the BFO, Penis Explosion, etc. So,
now, y'all, let me just say this. That is the first time that PNS has not come first in that list of podcasts that he really loves.
Anyway. Yeah, they were asking me last night, so what are your favorite podcasts? Oh, the PNS.
PNS, great. Fucking PNS.
You have your charms. Everybody has their own charms.
I guess.
Right? So when I decided to take a vacation this year, I said, hey, why don't I do a tour around the country and hit up the cities where all my favorite podcasters live, and if I'm lucky, I'll get to meet them. So it's worked out in some cases like this one, in other cases not so well. Like I was going to visit Omar in Atlanta, but I was going to stay with my cousin who was pregnant, but she had her baby before I got there, so I couldn't really stay there, so I had to skip Omar. But
don't you hate it when they punch it out too soon?
Those breeders, I tell you. Jeez.
So
it's been fun. Like I said before, I met Patrick at the PNS. He's a riot. He really is as funny in person as he sounds on the show. So it was a lot of fun.
And you know, he really doesn't sound that funny on the show. So that's
right. Right.
That's
not so hard for him.
No, it really isn't hard for him. So
yeah.
Anyway, so what have been surprises, or what have you not seen that you expected to see, or whatever?
These
are hard questions. He's sitting here scratching his head.
No, I think probably one of the biggest surprises is simply that you in real life are just as you are on the podcast, you know? I thought you'd be, I don't know, more shy or something different, but you act just as you are on the podcast.
Christ.
And yeah, you were shorter than I expected when I walked out of the car.
Bread party!
but it's also just really cool to see all the different parts of the country that I've been seeing. I mean, the day before yesterday, I woke up in smack dab in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of the country, pretty much, in Missouri. Flat, empty, just plains.
Corn and soybeans, I think.
Corn, soybeans, and meth labs, as far as you can see.
Meth labs? Who knew?
So, and then, you know.
Dr. Tweaker.
Whatever happened to him?
He's around. He asked me the other day if he could follow me on the Twitty, which, you know. Y'all, I know some of you want to follow me on the Twitty, but I don't do it that much. So, you know, really not that exciting to follow the fat one on the Twitty. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So after that, just driving through the plains of Illinois and then mountains in North Carolina, and then now seeing the palmetto trees here in South Carolina.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just been really neat. Really, really neat.
Okay.
But humid. Humid.
Now, was it humid in Chicago?
Not so much. It was hot, but not so humid. Not like here.
Okay. Oh, Lord. But now you get humidity up there in the Boston, right?
Not quite like this. Not quite like this. Okay. I get a little schwitzy. Yeah.
Is that a Bostonian term?
I got that from the pianist. Ooh, sorry. It's a pianist term. Sorry.
Okay, finger. So, all right, and now you are leaving. Y'all, he's only staying here two nights. I don't breeze.
I breeze on through.
Oh, you know, he's over in Atlanta now. Y'all, it's unbelievable. Brian says shit, and I'm like, how the fuck do you remember that?
It's all in the noggin.
And y'all, really, it's all in the noggin. It's unbelievable.
I'm cray-cray.
You are a little cray-cray.
Mm.
Yeah,
so after this, just two nights here, I got to start heading back north up to Boston. I'm going to stop in Charlottesville, Virginia. Charlottesville, North Carolina.
There's a Charlotte.
Oh, right.
North Carolina.
And there's a Miss Charlotte.
Whatever
happened to Miss Charlotte?
I think Miss Charlotte is still around. Miss Charlotte, are you out there? Brian wants to know.
I love Miss Charlotte.
Huh.
So, yeah, I'll head up to Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm going to go visit Monticello, see Tommy Jefferson there.
Is that a musical instrument to play the Monticello? So, something that I learned about Brian from Boston is he is a Thomas Jefferson buff. Not
Larry, this is buff.
Larry, buff. Not that kind of buff. Much more interesting buff.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Thomas Jefferson nerd. There's actually another podcast called the Thomas Jefferson Hour, which is another one that I've kind of gotten into. And I've never been to Monticello, and I thought, hey, well, I'm going to be in the neighborhood, so what the heck? I'll spin through there. And after that, I'll stay with my cousin in D.C. and then barrel on home to Boston. So,
okay.
Yep. It's been a long trip. I probably put about 3,000 miles on the car so far.
That's a rental, right?
It's a rental. I got a rental car.
What kind of car was it?
A Pontiac G6 or similar.
Or similar, right, okay. I was going to see if the or similar was going to come out.
Of course,
you know,
it was.
But, you know, it's up there in the noggin.
In the noggin.
In the noggin. And, well, Brian, we did a little tour down at the theater today.
Yes, I saw the theater where the Biloxi Blues is going to be happening, and I was very impressed. Big Fatty knows what he's doing.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Well, you were telling me about your philosophy of directing and, you know, how you chew out your actors and take out the whip and beat them into shape. You know, you're good.
Sorry, I'm getting a little nipply now. So, but it was kind of neat to see the set and all being constructed.
They have a guy down there who was building the sets, and he was showing me, you know, the way each set can kind of serve multiple purposes. And saw the props department, which was amazing.
Basically, it looks like a junk room.
Yeah, a big junk room. And Big Fatty was, like, strolling around there, making sure everything's tip-top, in shape. He knows what he's doing, so... sadly, I won't be able to be here to see the show, but, you know, you guys, if anyone's in the area, you should definitely check it out. I'm sure it's going to be a good production.
And, y'all, I got a little, I had a little coupon from the Shutterfly. I got a little photo book from some of the pictures that I posted over there on the BFO, and, Brian,
some of these boys are delicious.
Brian is, been touching himself.
He's a cutie.
Uh-huh.
This one there.
That's the one that has the large bulge in the underwear picture.
We love a bulge.
Hello. Oh, Lord. But, so... And now, Brian, for your last night here in Charleston, Big Fatty will be at the theater, of course, from about 6:15 till... 10 or so. So that means that you're going to kind of be on your own this evening. Do you have any plans for the evening?
I have a few possibilities developing, let's just say.
Would you like to elaborate?
Well, I got to tell you, if you guys are on the manhunts or whatever and you're looking to get a little attention, reset your profile to Charleston, South Carolina, because I got to tell you, the boys down here are desperate for fresh meat. Desperate for fresh meat. I did that, and before I left Nashville, I set my profile into Charleston, and by the time I got to Charleston, I had about 40 emails waiting in my inbox.
And y'all, he does that manhunt, mobile manhunt something.
So he is on the road.
He is manhunting on the iPhone as he's driving down the road. And oh Lord, he's pulled out the
iPhone.
iPhone.
Big Fatty, I'm looking at Big Fatty's iPod Inappropriate Touch.
Right.
He's got in a little leather case.
Leather.
Right. And I wonder, what does Big Fatty have on the iPod Inappropriate? Passcode.
Oh, enter the passcode.
Damn.
Sorry,
he can't. Denied.
He can't cheat, y'all. He can't guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch by cheating.
Aww.
So anyway, there's no way he's going to win the contest over there at the LF.
Damn
no,
it.
The LK today.
LK today.
I get confused. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But anyway, so
yeah. So tonight, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
y'all, I've told him. You know, now Brian, if you want to invite someone over and use the sling and all, just go right ahead. Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's
rude.
That's rude. I'm going, how could it fucking be rude if I said, you know, invite somebody over?
Mm-hmm.
So, well,
I
think he's afraid that I may cancel rehearsal early and walk in on him. So.
No. I couldn't do that. That's not nice.
Okay. So what you're saying is if I come to Boston, I shouldn't be inviting anyone over to your place? Is that it? Do you have one bedroom?
No, I have a two-bedroom place in Boston. So you're welcome anytime, Big Fatty.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I have room for the sling, but...
Well, right, but I mean...
There's room for you, though, because you're so small. You're so tiny.
Whatever.
Oh, sorry. Petite.
Petite. Just no... Petite Fatty, and we're changing it to Petite Fatty.
Oh, and the other thing, you guys,
the
that
PFO.
I noticed, he's not quite so fat as I expected.
Really?
Yeah, you're more of a little fatty than a big fatty.
Oh.
You know, okay. You're fat.
Well, right.
But you're not as fat as I thought.
Well, you know, everybody says that, but y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty went into the Photoshop before Brian got here, and I Photoshopped some of the fat off of me. So he really is just not seeing it. You know, they've got that new cloaking device that's coming
out
will hide all of that stuff. Mm. And so, you know, basically, you're just not seeing but about a third of me.
But I did see Big Fatty in the camisole last night.
He
modeled the camisole for me. I must say you were quite fetching.
It was, well, you know, if you're going to wear a camisole, you better be fetching. So, because, anyway. Now, Brian is also watching how the BFO is
I'm getting a peek behind
together.
The curtain, and it looks
right.
Like...
And look, there's the closing thing now.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Oh, dear Gussie, indeed. There it is. So, y'all, he remembered Dear Gussie, because it's up there in the noggin. Okay. So, well, Brian, I've had a delightful time having you here, and I wish you were staying longer.
Big Fatty, I've enjoyed being had, and I can't wait to come back.
And, you know, you're welcome to hop a plane, hop a train, something like that.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. But anywho, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Big Fatty. You're very gracious. Aww. I appreciate this so very much, and it's been an extreme pleasure to meet you, I must say.
Now, has it been uncomfortable to have the pants off during this interview?
You know, it's okay. You know, I was a little schwitzy, so this kind of helps it.
And on schwitzy, we will say bye-zy until tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.